Chapter 7. Dean.
Dean, you have to hire Lily back. I glared at Julian, and he arched his brows for emphasis. I'm dead serious. I'd walked with him through the park, explaining my side of the story from the night before. I knew I wasn't 100% in the right, but Lily definitely wasn't an angel. Her attitude, her personality, she was like a cat backed into a corner, claws out, ready to strike. Look, I know she's your friend, and I don't doubt that she's probably a delight to be around most days, but those hot-headed employees never last long. Why do you think I have to work for myself? Julian shook his head. She just moved from Texas 2 days ago. She moved in with Joe and needs work. She isn't going to make or break you or your restaurants. This is about helping out a friend. Well, you're asking too much of me, man. Josephine? She's like a sweet southern peach. If she needed a job, I'd give her one in a second. He laughed. I don't think she'd ditch Vogue to go roll silverware for you. I clapped my hands. Well, there you have it. The job fair is closed. You're being a dick. I rolled around to face him. Did you not just listen to me? I do not like Lily. I'm not going to hire her in my restaurant. Not now, not ever. He crossed his arms and studied me. What he was looking for? I had no fucking clue. Wipe the slate clean and give her one more chance. You two didn't meet in the best circumstances. Let's go to dinner so that you can both bury the hatchet. If it still doesn't work out after that, fine. But at least you can explain to Josephine that you tried not once, but twice to help Lily out. I hated being told what to do. Always had. I liked to listen to my own instincts, especially when it came to my companies. Unfortunately, I knew that banishing Lily from my professional life wouldn't matter if she had already spilled over into my personal life. I considered Julian and Josephine to be my closest friends. For that reason, and that reason alone, I nodded and agreed to dinner. 7 p.m. Monday. You pick a neutral territory, and I want her patted down before I arrive.